Right, so the last little bit of Simon Yudalad, Seif Gimel, the Mechaber said, Sha'ala, if you borrow that talis, kishimutsu yetzis, and already has tzitzis as it should, mavarach aleha miyad, you can make a bracha on it immediately. So then Sifkat in your base, at the bottom there he says, miyad immediately. Now I'm Simon Tafresh Nun Ches, Seif Hei, Linen Lulav. Look at talking about borrowing the lulav on the first day. So, uprima gadam sham. Okay. And where the prima gadam talks about the need to have in mind to give it and give it back. You'll see more. Umizeh, from what goes on over there, nilmod le'inyanenu, you can apply that same idea to our case. What you learn about the rules of lulav also apply to the rules of tzitzis in this regard. Gamkin d'tzarech lachziru lenosin bezmano. Now, the same way, when you borrow someone's lula from them, you have to give it back to them, not just and give it back to them. Over there, the Prima Gadam says you have to give it back to them on that day, so we can still use it that day. So the same thing is going to apply here too. You have to give it back promptly to the talis owner, so he can also wear his talis that day. Give it back in a proper time, or the next day, whenever will be appropriate. The point is, you can't withhold it from him. Because when he gave it to you, even if it's only tacit, it's only implicit that he wants it as a matan almanas lahachzer, to give it to you so you give it back to him. He also implicitly wants it back promptly. He doesn't want it back in a week. He needs to tell us tomorrow morning for davening. So, hadu im hayom yatzabo ba'alav, if the yashlo al kol panam lamacha kodam atfila. Today the original owner was yotzi with the talis already, so he doesn't need it today, but you've got to get it back to him at least by tomorrow, so he needs it for davening. So he'll also have what he needs to make. He needs to wear talis also for shachris. Meaning that the Primer Gadam says, he speaks it out. Vim lo hechzir lo, and if you didn't do that, in other words, I gave you my talis to wear for the 8 o'clock minyan, but I daven at 7 o'clock minyan, and you didn't give it back to me. Tomorrow, 7 o'clock rolls around, I don't have my talis back. So then, you didn't fulfill the conditions that I had. If it's only implicit, it's only not spoken out, but it's implicitly understood, you have to give it back to me so I can have my talis for tomorrow. So my gift was contingent upon that. So if you don't give it back to me, you didn't fulfill the condition by which I gave it to you, which means I didn't give it to you, which means it was never yours. Right? That's right. So the borrower, turns out, didn't do the mitzvah and actually said a bracha levatala. He shouldn't said a bracha before. Yeah, that's what's going to say. Look, that's what's going to be. Yeah. The bracha was altanai, but the matana was altanai. You see, lemafreya hufer lemafreya.
Yeah,
he's saying
because of that, the whole bracha is like. No.
No, like all that.
I'm going to go tomorrow and say yesterday's bracha was levatala. That's
right.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, well, you'll find out lebafreya, like anything, you know, like all of Zechta Dharma. Lebafreya, you'll find out that everything that the guy did, yeah, indeed, yes, that's what we're going to say. It was never yours, you found out retroactively. It wouldn't surprise you if I said, I'm giving you my talis on condition you jump through a hoop first. And then you say, thanks. You take the talis and don't jump through a hoop. And then it's obviously not yours yet. That's clear. Right? And if you say, bracha, it's bracha levatala, etc. It's not yours to wear yet because the condition was jump through a hoop first. So here's just saying, I'm giving my talis on condition you jump through a hoop afterwards. So if you didn't feel the condition of jumping through the hoop afterwards, it wasn't yours. And therefore, that's how it is. It is mukhudash as much as if you never heard the idea before, but it's You got the sugiyas in Gittin and Kedushin and Darm. Nashim is full of this stuff, for whatever reason, Nashim. But anyways, yeah. Mixing, there's massive sugiyas in Gittin and Kedushin and Darm dealing with the conditional kinyanim. Okay, fine. So that's how it's going to be. V'molech zirlo v'nosin ein lo talas acher. If you the bar didn't give back to the lender and the lenders know what the talas to wear, near the neker amatan lamafreya, it looks like the gift was retroactively like uprooted. Below karina beik suscha, since I didn't give you my talas, you took my talas without it being yours. Therefore, it wasn't your talas. Didn't fill the pasuk of suscha, your garment, and therefore vaf shiyesh lo talas katan. Is like a, even though this is like a side point, even though the lender has another talis as a talis katan, I wasn't thinking about that when I lent it to you. Lo nasan lo. I wasn't thinking about where my talis katan be okay. I want my talis, my regular talis, to davenin. So, delo kamo shakasav b'sefer nesiv chaim. Okay, bottom line, I mean, is a lot of words for a very simple idea. If you don't return it, if you don't give it back to the guy, and implicitly in the proper time, whatever is proper and appropriate, today if he needs it today, tomorrow if he needs it tomorrow, you didn't fulfill the condition of the gift, and therefore wasn't yours, and therefore you shouldn't have made a bracha, and it wasn't yours to make a bracha in the first place.
So implied, or
is this actually none of it is spoken out. Obviously, it's right. Because that's the point is we're saying that everyone knows that when I lend you my talis, I expect you to give it back to you promptly. That's step two. Step one we saw yesterday, which was people, when I give you my talis, I'm thinking you're using it for a mitzvah. And therefore, like, even if I don't know anything about anything, obviously, like, my mind is whatever needs to be done in terms of the technicalities should be done so you could have a mitzvah talis. That's what we said yesterday. Right? Today, we're just saying that it's also understood that I didn't give it to you. You're not permitted to burn it. You expect to give it back to me. You have to give it back to me in a proper time. Like, there's certain obvious unspoken out conditions and expectations here, which if you're not fulfilling, you didn't fulfill. It's all on umdun. It's all on what's assumed. Indeed, we could speak out different. I could say, you have to give it back to me by Tuesday, in which case, indeed, until Tuesday comes around, you could wear it, obviously. Okay. Fine. Gam is bar sham. Also, we say, when the borrower returns it to the lender, he has to give it back to him, and he has to have in mind that he's re-transferring ownership back. Right? As, without that, the lender hasn't gotten his talis back yet, technically. Right? So it should make it his. And that makes it his. Just like over there, that's what we're talking about by the lulav and eshrog, it applies to here over too, by a talis. That when you give it back to me, you have to be giving it back to me and say, I'm now being mocked now, now re-transferring ownership back to you. Not exactly. Now remember that we saw it yesterday. We said to get an aliyah, to daven from the amud, or to wear a talis to Kohen, it's different. Why is it different? Because the reason you put a talis on for those conditions is not to do the mitzvah of tzitzis. It's because for coveted tzibur. If that's the case, who said that the lender is giving to you in mind for you to the mitzvah? He's just saying, okay, you want to cover your head with a talis? Because hey, here, have mine. But so therefore, we remember we had. Sorry.
Think that we're not acquiring.
So that was his eitzah. So one of the eitzahs, either he's, there's two. He gave two things. First, said you can make a bracha, and nowadays people don't think like that. Or other people said, but both is to be out of the suffix of it, have dafka kavana that you, the Kohen, taking it to go daven, to have kavana that it should not become yours. I'm not accepting this as my ownership. I'm wearing his talis on my head. So then you for sure, okay, no bracha required. Usually, I think we don't make a bracha for, people do not make a bracha for going up, for dochening, etc. But remember, all this we said, all was assuming, I'm just reviewing yesterday now, that the giver, the owner of the talis, the initial owner of the talis, is a private person. Remember what he said. If you're borrowing it from the shul, so the Mishabura's psak is, when the shul bought the talis, they had in mind that whoever should be having it then should be owning it then, and therefore you'd make a bracha. So indeed, if you're borrowing the shul talis, you have to make a bracha. Or, have in mind, dafka, I'm not being kohen, I'm releasing my ownership, relinquishing my ownership of the talis. That can happen sometimes, you know, the last second, they say like, get up there right now, quick, so you just grab a talis and run. And you're not going to make a bracha now, so then you should think, I want nothing to do with the talis, I'm just wearing it because of like, you know, that's what we'll do when they go duch and they wear a talis in their head, but I don't want the talis myself. Then you put on another bracha. Okay? No one said being Jewish is easy, man. So that's that. Now, yeah, fine. Nearly. Now the Mishabura pipes up and he says, listen, it seems to me pashut. It's obvious. The miskalkel talis. I'm going to put in some words here. He said, first of all, yesterday we spoke out that we can assume that the lender intends to do whatever it takes so the borrower can have a talis for the mitzvah. Today we said, also we can assume that he meant to get it back promptly. So now Mishabur is following that line of thinking. He's saying it also, near Ali Pashut, it also seems reasonable that we can assume the miskalkala talis, achas mitzitziosea, if the borrower goes and breaks the talis, or he goes and breaks one of the tzitzis, eitzla shoel, af Shahaya al yaday onus, even if it wasn't his fault, even the borrower couldn't help it for whatever reason, v'lo hechzer lo kamosha lakacha, and he returned it like broken, So then, Enu Yolti Bar Mitzvah, the borrower isn't Yolti. The Shemburah says, obviously, when I gave it to you, I had a mind to give it back to me the same condition I gave it to you. So you have to live up to that expectation. If you don't, I would have never given it to you in that such a case, so therefore it wasn't yours. Okay, so that's it. Okay, fine. I'm a Simon Tafresh Nun Ches, that's back, that's the Lulav Sugya. But Kedusha Bikive Eger Sham. Bikive Eger, he, what did he say? He had said something interesting, but I forgot what he said. What did he say? Oh, so you can give back the money, the value of the money, instead of the, you can pay him compensated, if at least compensate him if you don't have, if you can't. Yeah, okay. Yep, that's that.